when I was growing up here, nobody talked about them. It was almost as though, as far as distance goes, half the Hawaiian chain had sort of vanished.
Writer Pamela Frierson spent 10 years researching and exploring the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. They stretch north of Niihau over 1,200 miles to Kure Atoll. Total land area, about 6 square miles.
There is, however, a huge amount of coral reef system out there. Healthy, I would say near pristine in most areas, if not pristine.
Kure Atoll, the oldest island in the Hawaiian chain, dates back about 26 million years.
There have been waves of human history through those islands, and they're so interesting because they're very far, they're very remote and hard to get to. They're dangerous to sail to. So people that have been out there have had to have a pretty strong reason to get out there.
What would that be?
The first two islands in the northwestern chain after you get beyond Niihau or Nihoa and Mokumanamana. Those have archaeological sites on them. So certainly the Hawaiians were out there, and I would think that their motives besides exploration would be hunting turtles, seabird feathers, which they used in their kahili and other ornaments, perhaps fishing, who knows. On Nihoa and Mokumanamana, there are these fascinating archaeological sites. Kenneth Emery did a lot of surveys there, and then there have been later ones done. The thing that's really interesting about them is that they generally look different from the ones in the main Hawaiian islands.
What are they? What are you talking about?
They have archaeological shrines. They've also found these fascinating little stone figures. They're about 10 inches high. According to Emery, they look closer to Marquesan stone carvings, which is interesting because, of course, there's a lot of speculation that the earliest wave of Polynesian settlers was from the Marquesas.
Frierson spent weeks on several of the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, largely as a volunteer for federal bird monitoring projects. The islands are officially part of the city and county of Honolulu, except Midway Atoll, which is a U.S. territory. The islands were designated the Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument in 2006, with jurisdiction shared between the National Marine Fisheries Service and Federal Fish and Wildlife.
I guess in a broader sense, I have been interested in how Westerners have viewed Pacific islands as tiny wastelands out there in the middle of vast ocean, where I think the Polynesian Sea islands is linked together as part of this sort of roadmap of the ocean. The more Western view allows you to exploit places like that without thinking of the consequences. And that certainly happened out there and of course, all over the Pacific.
What surprised you when you finally physically went there?
It's vibrant with life. Every little inch of sand is being used as a nest by a seabird. The marine life is just astounding. So you get up there and then you start to look back on your experiences in the main islands and on what is here, and it just gives you this completely different perspective. Scientifically, it's important because it gives you a vision to move toward as far as preserving and conserving and trying to restore the habitat in the main islands.
Pamela Farson's book about Papahanaumokuakea is titled The Last Atoll. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.